Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halal Show, welcome to a...
Lecheka!
Oh, haven't done this in a while. Spicy.
I know. Spicy. And we're so, so happy that you guys finally sent in emails because we've been asking for it for quite a while. But you're here.
We
thought you forgot about us.
No.
But we do have a couple of emails on our Gmail. That's thehalalshow@gmail.com. And are we just going to... dive right into it?
Yeah, we're going to dive into that. And also, we're going to go through some of the like the stuff that people have been posting on our Facebook group called The Halal Show Leche Fam. So if you want to join that group, make sure you sign up, man. We have 777 members in there. I remember when we started with like 20. So it's pretty cool, man, that people are discussing. So yeah, join in on the conversation next time. But let's start with our Leche fan mail. You want to read the first one from Miss
Sure.
Wonderful Crazy?
Yes. So okay. Miss Wonderful Crazy sent us an email that starts with, "Hi, JC and Rika G. Hello. I heard you talking about the confusing tax process for freelancers and self-employed people in the last podcast. It can be pretty confusing, and I bet many of us are lost in the topic. Just wanted to share a Facebook group that I found through the freelance communities that I'm part of. You can search for Freelancers BIR Tax Compliance Support Group." That's the actual Facebook group.
Nice.
And then she says, "They've got helpful guides on how to file taxes quarterly and annually for freelancers. I remember my own experience dealing with a BIR when I was doing my taxes. It was a real pain, but I had to tough it out. Thankfully, I survived. I also wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed tuning into your podcast. You've become my go-to for staying updated on all the TTs. Thanks a ton for consistently putting out such valuable content."
Valuable.
Okay. Looking forward to more awesome podcasts from you guys. Mika. Hi, Miss Wonderful Crazy.
AKA Mika.
I know, AKA Mika. Thank you for sending in this email, first of all. Second of all, thank you for helping us out because I know a lot of the Leche fans out there are also freelancers, and not just freelancers in the industry that we're in, me and JC, but also in other stuff who are, you know, freelancing. So this is really, really helpful. We're going to forward this link to the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam Facebook group just in case people want the link as well. So that's very helpful. Thank you.
And thank you.
We're valuable, dude.
We're the go-to for her staying updated.
We're
a news organization to her.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right under Anderson Cooper.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Under NPR, diba?
How about you? Like, do you remember, you know, all the pain that you went through, you know, doing your BIR stuff at the first, when you wanted to be a freelancer during the first few years?
Yeah, at first, when I was doing, diba, nagko-commercial ako before, wala akong idea when it came to TIN numbers and stuff. Like, I remember my first ever project. I didn't know like what I had to do. And the truth be told though, like for example, a lot of stuff is paid just cash. So hindi mo alam kung ifa-file mo ba yun, like do you have to pay taxes on that? And so I was so lost when it came to like when I was getting paid, sometimes they would ask for TIN and I didn't have one. But thankfully yun nga, because at the radio station we have an accountant there and she offered services. But the thing is, I know your story, Rika G. You did it yourself. You're crazy.
I did it myself.
Yeah, man.
I know. I was very adamant on learning the whole system by myself. And I don't take 100% of the credit because our accountant in RX before, the company that we work for, helped me out a lot, a ton, to the point that I realized I should have just paid her. So at one point I said, okay, fine, I'm going to pay you everything. But at the very least, I did learn something doing it myself, but I don't recommend it to anyone because we do have accountants. But it is good to learn it by yourself because I feel like it is a system that should be something that you can do by yourself. And it shouldn't be that hard. So I am just so baffled that there's just a lot of red tape. There's a lot of fees. There's a lot of things that you have to like go to. That's just pointless for me.
Rika, you begin kita ng 5,000. You tell me what VAT and non-VAT. What's the difference?
Bro, I cannot even give you the words for VAT. Valuable, admirable, tenant. Di ko alam eh. Ano ba yung VAT? Di ko alam. Dude, I do not know.
I still get emails like asking me, like, are you VAT, non-VAT? What's your WHT, which is withholding tax? And I...
Form 2307.
What? 2303.
No. No, I don't know. Honestly,
and that's the benefit of having an accountant that you can rely on and that you can just message on Viber or something that will respond to you. It's a matter of, you know, I mean, I haven't taken the time to go through all the tips on this Facebook group, but I'm sure there are accountants on there offering services. And I'm sure if you want to do it yourself, although Rika is warning you already, I'm sure you could learn it, you know, as you go, even if you're not a CPA or want to be a CPA.
It would be actually helpful if you had a friend who's a CPA, who's an accountant, who could help you out through the process. But siyempre, they're lending their services to you, which means at one point, I feel like you have to pay them.
True.
So shout out to our accountant. As in, sobrang savior talaga.
True.
That point na, that year that I was so stubborn into learning the whole system, she was my key.
Ako sinisend lang ng text eh. I was stress free.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a website that is highly reviewed also by a lot of like freelancers. I maybe you've heard of it because I also interviewed the owners of it. It's called Taxumo, TAXUMO.
Okay.
You know, it's not a sponsor. You know, we're not sponsored by them or anything. But that might be a route that you want to go down if you want to like do it yourself in the sense that you don't have to go through somebody, but you go through a service. It's a service.
System,
it's a system. So and it encompasses like everything like that you could ever ask for. Like it has all the stuff like whether you are a host or an artist or whatever. Like if you're working as a VA, like they'll be able to like put you in the right like tax designation, so to speak.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Where was this 5 years ago?
I know, man. Taxumo, man. It gets great reviews. But of course, if you can find an accountant, usually the price ranges are they vary. But from what I've gathered, some Facebook page groups that I've seen is, you know, for monthly, it ranges from 500 to like 2K. 500 to 2,000 pesos. So that should be like, just to give the Leche fans an idea, like that's the kind of thing that you should have in mind if you are thinking of getting an accountant. And if you're, you know, if you're doing it all the time and you want to stay above board, you know, do it, man. It's really worth it. Really worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah, so thank you, Mika, for sending this email. And thank you for that tidbit. It will be very helpful for a lot of people on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
All right, let's read this one. This one from Tang. It says, "Hi, Rika and JC. Silent listener here since 2019. I wrote a fan mail in 2021 ranting about my horrible, horrible in-laws." Yeah, I think we read that one.
Yeah, I remember.
So Tang has an update that no one asked for. They say that I am in a good place now. I still work from home with my one-year-old. Oh, congratulations. You had a baby.
Wow.
Nice. I don't know if we knew. Nice. Congratulations.
We're not a fan of babies. Like, nice. Good job. Thumbs up.
Good one. Thumbs up. Thriving with no yaya and annoying in-laws na.
Oh, wow.
Good for you. Thank you for being my virtual barkada. Sana more episodes every week para mas masaya. You guys make life bearable. That's so nice, man. When I became a mom, I felt so touched out or out of touch. No real adult interactions, zero social life, etc. But the Halal Show makes me feel like I'm not alone and I have cool friends na makakatawanan. I love you guys. Rika, specific message to you says, I'm an avid rusher too. Miss na kita sa TMR. Take care in the UK. I'm so kilig sa inyo ni Ryan. Mukhang healthy relationship. And then to me, it says, JC, more TikTok videos and vlogs, please. Thank you. I'm going to end my fan mail here. Cue the extra song. Love, Tang. Wow, man.
Oh, thanks, Tang.
Kind words. Making life bearable. You know, sometimes we don't think about that stuff, but it's nice that we can do that for somebody, at least one person. You know, we make life bearable, Rika G.
And do you remember that conversation that we had thinking that, or it... Parang napapaisip ako before na ano kayang effect ko throughout my 5 years in, you know, the broadcasting industry in the Philippines. Na parang napaisip ako na parang feeling ko I didn't really make my mark. Parang ganun. Tapos napapaisip lang ako nun before. And although, you know, a lot of people already told me na, no, you know, you really made, you put yourself out there, you know, you made a lot of people happy and stuff like that. Na parang these simple emails that we get sometimes parang...
Reinforce na, that.
Nakatouch. Yeah, it does reinforce that. Yeah. So thank you, Tang.
That was the conversation that I had with you, especially when leaving, Radio Tate, when I was, in the process of like processing it all. Was like, you know, did anyone actually listen to me? Did people really care? Did I make people smile? That was a huge like mental question I had in my mind. So that's why, you know, that's why one of the reasons why for me, I'm so still passionate about doing Hala Hala Show, because I feel like it's that outlet that we have. To make life bearable for people, you know what I mean?
For us as well.
For us as well, absolutely. But yeah, thank you. And congratulations that you're no longer with your in-laws that were bothering you and you have a baby. Nice.
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 oh, gosh.
Yeah, but we love emails like that. And of course, if you're going to email us, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to... hype us up or whatever, or what is it? Gas us up, as the Gen Z would say. You don't have to gas us up like that. If you want to email us about anything, thehalalashow@gmail.com. But of course, we also have our Facebook group, and we're going to read a couple of things on there. Rika posted a question last week. What did you ask them?
Yeah, so the newest issue for Vogue Philippines came out, and it's about... it's about the national scientist who's featured cover story. It was a really nice feature as well. So I just wanted to know what people thought about it. Mm-hmm. And like I said in the post, like I don't really read magazine articles a lot, but that one really got to me and it really inspired me. It's about, you know, women who launch. And I think it was really nice. An anonymous member actually posted on here, and first of all, I would like to say that I respect the decision for being an anonymous member, because in this time that we have right now, the kind of environment that we have on the internet, it is a scary time for you to ask these questions. So this is the post. This anonymous member says, "Hi all, I just want to know what are your thoughts on the upcoming Snow White live action film? So it starts Rachel Zegler as Snow White, who we can objectively say is not white at all." This is what this person says. "Do you, do any of you think this was a miscast because Snow White was supposed to be white as snow, hence she was named that way in the fairy tale? I get it. Disney is probably diversifying their casting since the animated versions of these fairy tales before we were mostly white females, and they probably wanted a better representation for kids of color. But don't you think they went overboard this time, since they will be deviating from one of the storyline's major concepts? I'm still a little confused on where I stand on this. That's why I wanted to hear other opinions. I always wanted to keep an open mind and would support inclusivity at all times. So please don't hate."
Yeah.
So that's the question. Mm-hmm. So if you look up Rachel Zegler.
Yeah, she was in West Side Story.
Yeah. I want to know kung ano yung, I mean, I'm not, yeah, ethnicity, but I'm sure it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
She's of Colombian descent, and she was casted as Snow White, and Gal Gadot was casted as the evil witch. So what do you think about that? That question, that was it a miscast?
In terms of, like, I get where this anonymous Leche fan is coming from. yeah, if it's the look, I would say, yeah, I guess so. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem to follow what Snow White was supposed to be, like, in terms of her look, because white is snow nga. But in terms of the other aspects, you know, you can make a case for her. She can sing really well, see Rachel Zegler. In case anybody didn't know, she's really good in West Side Story in terms of her vocal ability. And, you know, Snow White, you know, has a lot of songs and whatnot. But, yeah, I feel like there's nothing wrong with going with a white person in this case. Because remember when we discussed Little Mermaid before?
Mm-hmm.
The Little Mermaid, kasi has, there was not really any identifying, at least as far as I know, from the lore and whatnot. I don't know if they described, like, Ariel being, like, white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I think the red hair was maybe in the story. Don't quote me on that. But they did give her red hair. See, Halle Bailey.
Yeah.
In this case, though, if Snow White is supposed to be white as snow, maybe they... Yeah, I could see it. I could see the why people would be like, why did they not cast a white person?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's my take on it. When I saw it earlier today, I honestly think it's not a miscast.
Okay.
And this is just my opinion. Mm. And... Because I think the color of the skin doesn't really, if let's say we take away that line in the movie, which I believe, you know, they do have the creative, what do you call that? Liberties to do that. It's not the main plot of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you take away that concept in the story,
mm-hmm.
the main takeaway is the evil witch doesn't like Snow White because she's beautiful.
Yeah. Diba?
Yun mm-hmm. yun. So, I don't know. I just don't think it's a miscast. But I do know that I do feel like this is a deliberate move, for diversifying.
Yeah,
for
inclusivity. I think so. And she's a star. She's
yeah,
popular.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, parang for me, it's not the biggest issue.
Yeah.
If she's not as quote-unquote white as snow. And honestly, it's maybe subjective then.
Yeah. Kasi diba, parang
what if she is whiter than other people? You know what I mean?
Yeah, she could be Tisay, like, no?
Diba? It's not the biggest, for me, it's not the biggest issue. So yeah. I don't think it's a miscast.
Just to clarify what I meant, like when I said it was a miscast, in terms of that statement, meaning if they wanted to cast someone white as snow, then it was a miscast. That's what I meant. Like if that's the baseline that you're asking, if that's what you're asking, is it a miscast in that case? Yes, but I agree with you in that it's not really the ultimate like. Storyline, which is the queen doesn't like her because she's pretty, because the mirror on the wall said that she's not the
who's the most
of them
beautiful
all, or
uh-oh.
Whatever, right? I think that's just my final say on it. Like it's not really, but what if it was a black girl, Rikuji? Would that change anything for you? No.
You know what though? I feel like because it could be something, it could be a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang a message that could be talked about. Na, you know, you can be the most beautiful, the most fairest of them all, regardless of your color.
Yeah.
Parang for me, if that would be the messaging of the movie,
mm-hmm.
damn, that's something else. Because we do know, that even in the Philippines, we do have that. Na mas maputi ka, in the eyes of the people, Mas maganda ka,
yeah.
When in fact, you could be beautiful whatever your skin color is.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
You know what I mean?
Preach,
man. As a morena girl my whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a really strong message for the movie.
I agree.
And yeah, I'm excited about it. But mm-hmm. I mean, if she has the talent, then why not?
Yeah.
Diba?
Mm-hmm. You can sound off, by the way, in the Halala Show Leche Fam. You can comment on there. It is an anonymous post. So, you know, the person who posted, I think, will receive it. I've never posted anonymously on Facebook, but I think it works the same, no? Like, if you want to just, like, if you comment on something, it'll show up. So, yeah, comment on that. Just a couple more from our Leche Fam group. May says, sorry for laughing my ass off to Rika's B incident. a lot of people comment on and said like it was a bee invasion. Why was there a bee in your house?
I don't know. Maybe because it's summer here and you know the insects are out, but it was an attack on me. on me. Speaking of, since we're already talking about movies, Ulysses on our Facebook group also commented about the Barbie movie. Actually, did you see this?
I did.
So he said, I loved it. And MJ, talking about MJ Lastimosa, the incident on Twitter, he said that I loved it. And MJ made it clear she didn't like it as much. And while it is her right to feel what she feels about this movie or anything and tweet about it, I see how the way she made her sentiments known may be a little bit off. Mm. To reduce it as a school project may drive audiences away. Baka sa halip na manood sila, huwag na lang. Project lang pala eh. MJ also felt 600 pesos is too much for it. I agree, kasi I saw it in a regular cinema and got the same entertainment value and moral takeaway without having to pay that much. But tweeting, quote-unquote, sayang 600 pesos ko or something to that effect may simply read as sayang pera for some people. Again, would drive audiences away. That she is a beauty queen who's also expected to champion messages of woman empowerment. Also probably did not match her tweet of dislike. The movie, I feel, is highly entertaining, a visual party, and has a crucial message to impart, and to drive audiences away with a tweet like hers surely won't help. Having said that, hindi din naman talaga niya deserve what she experienced on Twitter. JC is completely right about what he felt on what happened to her there. She's practically bullied for having a different feeling or preferences, and wala akong nakita na reply or quote, retweet calmly reasoning out to her na walang halong shade or sarcasm. That's really sad. So yeah. that's his point of view.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with everything that he said. Like, because I understand, like, you could interpret that tweet as yun nga, don't go, don't watch it, but I like that he brought up the point that nobody calmly reasoned to her at all.
Yeah,
like nobody,
as or even. Or even had a conversation.
Yeah, I couldn't find one.
Hey, I want to know your thoughts. Why? Parang ganon. Yeah,
I couldn't find one thing like that. And if they had that, whether it was like a subtweet or whatever, then she could have, you know, reasoned out her case. Like, 100%. Yeah. And also, like he was saying, it's also really up to interpretation. I guess maybe that's just from my point of view. Because when I read it, I'm gonna make my own decisions when it comes to movies. So even if I see somebody, like for example, I'm super excited for the Ninja Turtle movie, right? I saw someone who I don't know, like, cause in this case, MJ Lastimosa was not a beauty queen. So if I saw someone who was like a super Ninja Turtle fan or whatever and said it wasn't good, I would probably still watch it because I usually like to make my own decisions and my own like opinions about a film, especially if I'm super excited for it. But yeah, I get where maybe why some people would not watch it either because because of her line of work or her status in the community as a woman leader or whatever you want to label it as. I could see that case being made, but yun nga, there was no calm reasoning.
Yeah, there was no conversation about it. It was all just like berating her. But I actually, this is honestly a point of view that I didn't really think of. Na parang she does have that responsibility and that stature and that status in our society that, you know, it might have been better to maybe word it in a certain way. But it is her own Twitter.
Yeah.
It's her own, you know, it's her own opinion and I do respect that. But I do like that, you know, parang medyo may iba kong angle that I saw the incident in. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Ulysses.
Yeah.
So
it just goes
more
to show, man. Like there's no, yeah. I mean, it goes back further into July, but maybe we can do more of these in the future. I mean, the rest of the tweets are just saying, go watch Ted Lasso.
I know.
But yeah, thank you to everyone who, you know, who participates with online discussions about the podcast. It gives us content, but B, it also, you know, cause we always, I mean, that's usually the hot, phrase that we use, starting a conversation. And if the Twitter people who were bashing MJ Lastimosa were as reasonable as our Leche fans, I think it wouldn't have been an issue. You know, I think it's just cool that we have listeners that are open-minded and, you know, willing to talk about stuff, whether they agree or not. And I think that's it's a cool feeling to have, that we have cool listeners like that.
I know that we can actually have this whole thing. And I'm not scared to say whatever I want.
True, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the Lechica for, you know, this special Lechica this week. And anything else you want to say about this, Rica G?
That's it, man. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. We'll catch up with you next week. And once again, please email us, thehalalishow@gmail.com. As you can tell, we give special treatment to those who email us. Like, literally, we will read whatever you write if you email
us.
Yeah. So email us, and of course, join the Halala Show Lecha Fam Facebook group. And extra song, Rica G. Halala Show.
Bye.
Peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.